A judge will begin considering today whether Apple is justified in making app makers use the company's payment technology. The trial stems from a lawsuit filed by Epic Games, that's the maker of the popular game Fortnite, which Apple booted from its platform last summer for not complying with the rule. The trial is expected to last 3 weeks, and the ramifications could upend the $100 billion app market or even change the way we use smartphones. Ina Fried is chief technology correspondent for Axios, and she joins us now. Ina, welcome back.
Hi, Tanya.
Okay, so a U.S. district judge in Oakland is hearing arguments on whether Apple is essentially running a monopoly with its app store and if Apple should be allowed to take a 30% cut in in-app purchases. How did this dispute really come about? What is the gaming company saying about Apple?
So it started, frankly, because Epic decided it just didn't want to play by the current rules and felt like they were unfair. So Epic basically updated Fortnite to introduce its own payment mechanism, really knowing full well and planning to start a legal dispute. They did the same thing on Android. Apple and Google both pretty much immediately booted them from their respective app stores, and then Epic filed suit. So there aren't really a dispute over the facts of what happened. There's really a dispute over whether Apple has an illegal monopoly and whether it's abusing that monopoly.
I see. And what is Apple's argument to this accusation of being a monopoly?
So Apple says it depends how you define the market. Sure, they have a monopoly over iOS, but really the market here is all the different types of things you can use to play games, and it competes in that sense with customers who are playing on their Xbox or PlayStation or on a PC or on Android. So what it's saying is it's not the market at issue isn't whether we have a monopoly over iOS. Clearly we do, but we're entitled to that. Our, you know, controlling our own ecosystem is okay, and look at the Xbox, look at PlayStation.
Okay. Of course, this trial is just beginning, but do you have any indication based on the judge or previous cases on how things are expected to go?
Yeah, there's a few things that give us some insight. First of all, before the trial happened, right when the suit was filed, Fortnite asked to be kept on the App Store, or Epic asked for Fortnite to be kept on the App Store, and to be able to continue to have access to developer tools. And the judge in the case basically kept the status quo. So she didn't put Fortnite back on the App Store, but she also said Apple had to keep giving developer support to Epic. So in that sense, she's kind of ridden down the middle of the line. Most of the experts think that Epic faces an uphill battle, but that Apple has more to lose. So Epic has the tougher case here. It's got to show that Apple's monopoly is a monopoly and that it was unjustly tied and that the facts support opening it up. And it's asking for a huge relief. It's asking for the business terms of the App Store to change. It's not asking for money damages. It's saying we want Apple to change its whole way of doing business. So that's an uphill legal battle, but obviously the stakes for Apple are huge. Apple has more to lose here.
Absolutely. I mean, what could this actually mean for iPhone users and really for people who don't use an iPhone, but also but maybe use an Android?
So probably not a whole lot for those who use Android. For those who use the iPhone, you know, if Epic were to prevail, other app providers could either use Apple's payment system for in-app payments or they could use their own. That might lead to somewhat lower prices. That's certainly what Epic is saying. Apple is saying it could be a security issue, a claim that Epic contests. So, you know, it could mean a much more open Apple iPhone with all the good and bad that comes with that.
Ina Fried is chief technology correspondent for Axios. We will link you to more of her reporting on hereandnow.org. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Tanya. Always good.